3. The French Revolution. The impact of the 1789 French Revolution was massive and far-reaching. It destroyed the monarchy, overturned the traditional social order, and began a system of mob rule. Engels said, "A revolution is certainly the most authoritarian thing there is. It is the act whereby one part of the population imposes its will upon the other part by means of rifles, bayonets, and cannon, authoritarian means, if such there be at all, and if the victorious party does not want it to have fought in vain, it must maintain this rule by means of the terror which its arms inspire in the reactionists." The Jacobin Club that took power after the French Revolution knew this well. After sending French King Louis XVI to the guillotine, Jacobin leader Maximilien Robespierre's reign of terror executed another 70,000 people, most of whom were completely innocent. Later generations wrote on Robespierre's epitaph, "Who art thou who passest, pray? Don't grieve that I am dead. For had I been alive this day, thou'dst been here in my stead." The three policies of political terror, economic terror, and religious terror, practiced by the Jacobin Club in the French Revolution, appeared as a prelude to the tyranny of the Communist Party. In a precursor to the political killings under Lenin and Joseph Stalin, the French revolutionaries instituted the Revolutionary Tribunal and set up guillotines in Paris and other places. Revolutionary committees decided whether a prisoner was guilty, while special agents of the National Convention held authority over the military and administrative subdivisions. The sans-culottes, or proletariat, held status as the most revolutionary class. According to the Law of 22 Prairial, enacted on June 10, 1794, pre-trial and defense counsel were banned, and all convictions were required to result in the death penalty. In lieu of evidence, rumors, inference, and personal judgment were all valid for the purpose of obtaining a verdict. The law's promulgation greatly expanded the reign of terror, with an estimated 300,000 to 500,000 people jailed as suspects. Likewise, the economic terror of the Jacobin seemed to preface the war communism that would be implemented in Russia by Lenin. A law passed on July 26, 1793, made hoarding an offense punishable by death. One of the greatest adversaries of the French revolutionaries was the Catholic faith. During the reign of terror, Robespierre, painter Jacques-Louis David, and their supporters established a form of atheism based on Enlightenment trends, called the Cult of Reason, to replace Catholicism. On October 5, 1793, the National Convention abolished the Christian calendar and instituted the Republican calendar. On November 10, the Notre Dame de Paris was rechristened the Temple of Reason, and an actress portrayed a goddess of reason as an object of worship for the masses. The Cult of Reason was quickly enforced throughout Paris. Within a week, only three Christian churches remained operating. Religious terror filled Paris. Priests were arrested en masse, and some were executed. The French Revolution not only provided a model for the Soviet regime established by Lenin, it is also closely connected to the development of Marxism. François Noël Babeuf, a utopian socialist who lived through the French Revolution and was executed in 1797 for his involvement in the conspiracy of the equals, advocated the abolition of private property. Marx considered Babeuf to be the first revolutionary communist. France was heavily influenced by socialist ideologies in the 19th century. The League of Outlaws, which took Babeuf as its spiritual founder, developed rapidly in Paris. German tailor Wilhelm Weidling joined the outlaws in 1835. Under his leadership, the secret society renamed itself the League of the Just. In a meeting held in June 1847, the League of the Just merged with the Communist Correspondence Committee led by Marx and Engels to form the Communist League led by those two men. In February 1848, Marx and Engels published the foundational work of the international communist movement, the Communist Manifesto. The French Revolution was just the beginning of a long period of social turmoil throughout Europe as revolutions and insurrections took place one after another from the end of Napoleonic rule, affecting Spain, Greece, Portugal, Germany, various parts of Italy, Belgium, and Poland. By 1848, revolution and war spread throughout Europe, providing an optimal environment for the spread of communism. In 1864, Marx and others established the International Workingmen's Association, also known as the First International, placing Marx as the spiritual leader of the communist workers' movement. As effective leader of the First International, Marx worked to create a core group of strictly disciplined revolutionaries who would rally the workers to insurrection. At the same time, he found a need to banish those who disagreed with him from the organization. Mikhail Bakunin, the first major Russian Marxist, gathered many recruits for the communist movement, but Marx accused him of being a Tsarist agent and expelled him from the First International. In 1871, the French branch of the First International launched the first communist revolution, the Paris Commune.